episode 108 of Game Over Nation. I'm your host, Javi Rodriguez. And with me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Yo!
Dylan Roush.
That's all I had to say. You and me can record this episode, Spider-Man!
And our very own Spider-Man, Gabe Filman.
Ooda papa.
I'd be lying if I said I didn't see that intro coming from Dylan.
Hey, so PS4 is in our living rooms. Well, at least half of us.
Yeah, it's in mine.
The half of us.
I have one. The half of us.
That's the prequel to The Last of Us. That's what the DLC should have been called.
And yet, when I came home today, I turned on my Wii U, so that I could watch YouTube. Because the PS4 don't have no YouTube.
What?
Really?
Does it not? Oh, I guess not.
That's like
Xbox One doesn't have YouTube either. I think they're in hiatus until YouTube streaming and posting. That's my theory.
Gotcha.
Once they get the whole like recording your gameplay and posting out to YouTube, that'll be part of the same app or something. I don't know.
Right? They've got stuff going up on Facebook, right? That's happening already.
No idea.
Yeah, they've got Facebook integration.
Yeah, Facebook
and Javi. Posted like 8 things the first night because he turned it on, even though I advised against it.
Oh,
and whenever we changed,
but no, you can stream to Facebook though.
Oh wait,
that's
what?
The only thing you can do. You can't even. Yeah. You can't even.
You can stream to Twitch.
You can stream, but you can't publish. Like you can't save your videos onto Twitch.
Well, Twitch does. Yeah, past broadcasts.
Okay.
Stop lying, Gabe!
I don't know. I haven't pushed that button yet.
I haven't tried it either, and I probably never will.
I probably will with some stuff on the 360. We'll see. I don't know. Or not the 360, the One. The One! I'm going to go to that launch event this Thursday.
Whoa!
Assuming I can stay up that late.
Whoa.
Badical!
Let's not get crazy.
So, PlayStation 4, we have them. They are here. Mm-hmm.
And what do we think?
What do?
I'm a big fan of the OS. It's super fast. I was watching Fast 5 on Blu-ray, and I was getting updates that like I was getting friend requests and that I was downloading DC Universe Online. That downloaded while I was watching the Blu-ray, and it installed itself and shit. It's like all this shit's so seamless. It's great. I mean,
it'll keep everything keeps moving in the background. That's good.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing that, you know, they're not breaking ground, they're just finally catching up and then maybe, you know, pushing things a little bit forward, but, I mean, the bottom line is that your gameplay is not hindered anymore by all, and by all the shit happening in the background.
Right.
Or vice versa. And it's... Freaking Harris, like, I was in the middle of switching from game to game. Harris is like, hey, let's be in a party. And this is so silly that I'm, like, excited about this because this is old. This was Xbox 360.
It's fucking 2013.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's cool to, like, see it and try it and know that it's real. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I haven't even tried it yet. You guys should have invited me. Well, I might not have been on right that second.
You were not.
No, it was like... 1 a.m. our time.
What night?
The night it came out.
The night it came out.
Oh, Friday. Okay. Yeah. I was not up. I was not awake anymore.
At that point. But yeah.
You're an old man and a fool.
Everything's nice. Everything feels nice, and I totally get why the launch titles are getting the sevens and sixes that they're getting. But at the same time, the games aren't. Like repulsive, you know. I mean, like I had a good time with Killzone, even with all its faults.
Put that on the box.
Killzone,
it ain't repulsive.
I didn't vomit.
I didn't.
No, I'm saying that there's fun to be had.
Yeah.
Obviously, they're not system sellers. They're not like groundbreaking in any way, but they're good. I mean, it's easy to look at these scores and be like, oh my god, what a piece of shit, but. Really put it in perspective, and like, this is pretty decent for a launch. You know, I mean, what'd you have at the launch of the 360? You had
King Kong
and Call of Duty 2,
Perfect Dark Zero.
Perfect Dark Zero.
Perfect Dark Zero. Yeah, and Cameo.
You know, we should have realized back then that Rare was no longer Rare. We should have seen this coming, that we would get should've nuts
saw
and
that
bolts.
At fucking StairFax.
Yeah.
You look at the PS3 launch, you had Fight Night. That was like the best game out, and Resistance, which I don't like at all. I thought Resistance sucked, the first one. So,
with all due respect,
it looked funny.
Of course.
So yeah, I mean, Killzone's good. Knack, I guess, is frustrating.
Yeah, I'll talk about Knack whenever we get to, if we want to talk about games.
You will you?
And then I'm looking at the Xbox One's launch right now, and it's, I mean, I
yeah,
think
it's
Dead,
not...
Dead Rising's doing all right. You know, from what I hear, it's just more Dead Rising. You know?
Yeah.
Killer Instinct, I guess, didn't do so hot, but...
But that's... What
I've
reviews
heard good things
are,
about
yeah,
Killer
I've
Instinct.
Yeah, I've seen pretty good reviews.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like, I'm seeing, like, one or two reviews. One that's, like, crazy negative. I can't remember. I saw it this morning.
And then I
look at Metacritic. I don't know. But then you see a review or two here that are, like, crazy positive, so...
Well, Joystick gave it a 3 out of 5, but, like, his biggest complaints were just the fact that it's not done. Like, the game modes are missing that might not be there at launch, and, like, all the characters aren't ready. Like, six of them are done.
The fact that there's six more characters is like, whoa.
Yeah, so those were, like, his biggest complaints, but he said the fighting itself was really good.
It's an unfinished game?
It's free to play. And I mean, you could pay for...
You could buy characters, yeah.
Characters.
Yeah. Okay.
And also, for all the characters right now, what is it, $20?
$20.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's actually pretty cheap.
If you pay 40, 40 gets you, the old arcade version. Like, two different old arcade versions are added to it for 40.
And honestly, I think the game's beautiful, and I would only play as Glacius, so... You know,
Gabriel Iglesias.
I could literally just buy one character and play the game for what, like, however much they cost, like $3, $4, $5.
One character by itself is $5.
Yeah, so $5, I get to play Killer Instinct the way I want. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, yeah. I think I'll likely. I mean, it's free, so I'll definitely at least check it out. I was really sad to see Loco Cycle get a really bad review today. I only found the one review, and it was not good. Not good at all.
Wasn't Comic Jumper pretty bad, too? So I don't think
Comic Jumper got better reviews than this.
Huh.
It got a 1.5 on Joystick.
Ooh.
Is that a sequel to Comic Zone?
What?
No.
No. yeah, it didn't look good. What I played at PAX was fun, but then it, you know, it's just a bite-sized little piece they give you, so I could see how it might have gone bad. They give you the best part, like, here to try out at a show like that, and then the game itself is, you know, from what I read a little bit, like, it was super repetitive and just kind of the same thing over and over again for an entire game, so.
You know, it's getting outrageously good reviews across the board, except for Destructoid, is that Zelda game.
Uh-huh. It's going to be here in, like, 3 days.
But, you know what? I was like, Jesus, these reviews are just so positive and saying glowing things all about it. And then I'm like, let me take a look at Skyward Sword. Skyward Sword scored better than this one and got even better reviews. So, take what you will from that.
I saw Pig Ganon, though, so that's all
did
I
you
did.
Not like Skyward Sword?
I played a lot of Skyward Sword, and I was like, when am I gonna, you know, be addicted to this? When am I gonna not be able to put the controller down? Because right now I'm struggling to keep playing.
See, I get what you're saying, but I really, really like Skyward Sword, but it wasn't like, let's just say, Grand Theft Auto 5 right now, where I kept wanting to play.
Yeah, I think that Skyward Sword's maybe one of those games where, like, especially for people that reviewed it, you know, if you stick with it and, like, see it through to the end, it will leave you so satisfied, you know? But for someone like me who's, like, from the get-go, just I'm not into how it looks at all. You know, I'm kind of getting tired of... It's a really wordy game. There's so much text to read, and I'm just like, And then the music is okay. I don't know. Man, it's just not... Something's not clicking with me in the game. The enemies look stupid. Like, there's, like, red pigs. I don't know.
Oh my god, red pigs!
I don't like the controls.
6 out of 10.
I don't like bracing my hand in the right position so that I swing a certain way.
Oh, the Skyward Strike thing was terrible. Not terrible. But
well, like, if I want to swing terrible. Horizontally, I need to, like, slowly move my hand to the right, but, like, not too fast, otherwise it'll swing. You know what I mean? Like, slowly move my hand to the right, and then swing hard to the left. Like, ugh! It's just... I don't like it. It doesn't feel intuitive. It feels unnecessary.
Yeah. I can't wait for the era of motion control to die.
Good luck.
I know. I know.
Good luck. Nah, I'm pretty sure it's on its way out. Like, the Kinect is more of a navigation tool than a...
They don't use like it for motion games anymore.
It's not motion isn't the biggest
just like,
thing.
Fuck this.
I don't feel like the motion is like a focal point in a lot of this stuff. It's going to be yelling at it. Just yelling verbal commands at it. And the fucking Wii U, like, that tablet is not good for... It is a Wiimote, it is not, even though it still can use the Wiimotes on the system. But
it's kind of funny. I think I was using the tablet for Wind Waker, and I'm like, wow, this controls so much better than Skyward Sword. Mm-hmm. And it's still kind of cool with it, the map being in my hand.
Oh, absolutely. Having the map on your lap, and then, like, being able to just drag the items you want to equip right there without pausing the game. It's such a little thing, but man, does it help. It makes the whole game that much better.
Yep, exactly. And I was just thinking, I was like, man, fuck motion control.
Well, here's the one thing. Like, I know it's capable of it, but I haven't seen it in any of my games on the Wii U. The gamepad can work as a pointer. It has the IR camera on the front of it, but no games let you do it. Like, you could play Pikmin in the best way, you know, with the pointer in one hand and the analog stick with the nunchuck, you know, but yeah. You should be able to play that same way with the gamepad, because it has the IR sensor on the front, but it doesn't let you. And I haven't seen one game use the tablet as a pointer, and I don't get that.
I don't get it.
Wind Waker, controlling, like, the grappling hook is done, you can do it with that.
No, that's motion, though. Like, you could not, you can not even be facing the TV at all, or the sensor bar at all, and it's all just it's the gyro sensors or whatever. So it's all just motion.
Okay. Never mind.
I just haven't seen, like, a reticle that you're pointing with, you know?
Gotcha. Right.
But I think that Nintendo might be just phasing that out without announcing it. I think that, like, in a Skyward Sword, even, when you're aiming your crossbow or your bow or slingshot, it's still just using the motion controls, not the IR sensor anymore, so... Because it feels so smooth. It doesn't feel like a little, like, twitching light array, you know?
Yeah.
And you can put your hand over the camera and still turn the controller and it still moves, so clearly it's not using that. At least, I don't think so.
Yeah. It could be using a combo of them.
Yeah. I mean, and that's why, like, when you press down on the D-pad, it realigns what's forward, because then it's like, okay, now any point that I move from here, you know, using only the motion controls, that will influence where the camera looks, you know? So
yeah.
Then you don't need the pointer at all.
Yeah.
Oh my god, groundbreaking reporting here.
First,
Nintendo abandons the sensor bar.
Yep, gone. Done.
That's going to do it for episode 108.
Yeah, so, okay, so what did you pick up on the PS4?
I got Killzone, Knack, and Assassin's Creed 4. And Contrast. I bought Contrast.
Well, and Contrast, and Resogun, and Blacklight.
What is Contrast?
Contrast, that downloadable game.
Actually, it was free for PS Plus members, so you should get it, Ryan. It's pretty good. It's an indie game.
What is it? Someone tell me what it is!
Indie!
It's a platformer.
Ryan, quiet. Ryan, it's a like, kind of old-timey, like... I mean, the style is very Sweeney Todd. kind of thing. A very Tim Burton looking thing. Anyway, but you're this dominatrix silent protagonist chick.
I like it.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
And you're like the best friend of this little girl. And she's
weird.
She's guiding you through this town, and you have this ability to like go into walls as a shadow. And then you can walk on shadows along the wall.
You use shadows as platforms.
So and you can like jump out of the wall at any time, and it turns. And so like there's a lot of weird like mixing 2D platforming with 3D platforming. So like you'll have to run along a shadow on the wall of like two people arguing, and like their animations are like they're like looping. So like you'll have a guy like throw his hands in the air, and he's like, "What do you want from me?" And you have to like jump on his arm while they're extended. And then he'll bring his arms in. And then, like, there'll be a tower, like, in the foreground that's 3D, that's not a shadow. And you have to jump out of the wall, and then it's all of a sudden it's 3D platforming. And you go back and forth. It's really, really, really cool and innovative and creative. I love it.
Neat.
Yeah, and it doesn't run the best. It's an indie game. So, you know, it's not...
Those guys don't know what they're doing.
No, it's you know, it's just not super polished, but...
God, right. Fucking step your game
there's
up,
there's so much heart in it. I really like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
And it's free.
I'll have to check it out. Yeah, I'll have I'll have to go look at that. What about that Rezo gun? That was also free.
Rezo gun.
It's so...
Rezo... I played... I was there for the inauguration... of the PS4 at Javi's house.
Dude, we were like little kids. Like, wait, what is it called? Protectors? Detected?
Yeah.
Yeah,
like Protectors Detected.
We're like, what the
like,
fuck
what are those two? Dude, where are they?
Like, I think I saw the green glowing thing on the right there. I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to pay attention.
It's Keepers.
Keepers, that's right. But yeah, we're just like figuring out the game like little kids on the couch.
Because it doesn't give you a lot of direction. Yeah, I was doing the same thing. Like, what is that? What does that mean? And then you figure it out. You're like, oh, gotcha, yeah.
Yeah, so much fun, though, man.
And did you notice they also make a tone when you hit the right guys?
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, when you start shooting the keepers, it starts making a tone that progressively, like, moves along until you hit the last one, and then it makes a different sound from destroying normal enemies.
Have you gotten to the third world?
No, country? I got to the boss in the second world, and I only did it once, and I died on that, and then that was that.
I'm on the third world, and it starts out, "Keepers detected, keepers detected." I'm like, fuck, there's two right off the bat. And
they're
you're
everywhere.
Like, yeah, you free the first guy, and you free the second guy, and then all of a sudden there's two more keepers. But you got to go collect the humans before they get abducted.
Yeah, and you got to do them separately, too.
Yeah, and meanwhile, there's more enemies on screen and shit everywhere than ever before. And my God, it's overwhelming.
Which ship are you using?
Dude, that game's great. I love that fucking
game. Which ship have you been using?
Oh, just the standard one.
Okay.
Oh, there's more than one?
Yeah, yesterday I tried out the one that has more boost and less overdrive. And more agility. And, man, it's got some sick weapons on it. Like, it's got when you start upgrading the weapons, it has missiles that lock on.
Huh.
So, like, when you're shooting, it'll just pick targets and start launching rockets at them. Like, even ones behind you and stuff.
Is that the one to the left?
Yeah.
I hate that one, because, like, when he starts out, he shoots... not straight across. He shoots like two missile or two lasers up and down.
Yeah, it takes a minute to get upgraded weapons and have missiles flying everywhere. It gets awesome.
Okay.
It gets really good. I kind of felt the same way. I was like, I don't know about the ship. And then when it started upgrading the weapons, it got insane. Mm-hmm. And I don't use the overdrive that much, but I use the boost a lot.
Yeah, so, I never use the overdrive. Like,
so that's why
sometimes
I like
I'll
that
remember
one.
It and be like, oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But the boost I use all the damn time to get out of situations or blow through a line of enemies or something.
Yeah.
Like on that second level when you get those guys that shoot like a million bullets into the sky that are sitting on the ground, you just go to the ground and hit the boost across the line of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome.
Hell yeah.
Boost power!
The game is so good.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it so far.
Yeah, my only complaint is that you should be able to press start, or maybe they should have an on-screen prompt of like your next best, like, person on your friends list, you know, a score that you should be aiming to beat.
Right.
You know, that's the only thing. Because, like, you can see, you can compare your friend's scores and stuff, but you have to get out to the main menu and go to, you know, rankings and then filter it. Like, that sucks. but it's that far away.
Right. Well, another part of the problem too with that is like you don't get that big score till the end when it starts adding everything up.
Mm.
Like it doesn't like a lot of shit gets tacked on at the end, and that's probably when you're gonna pass your friend who has a decent score anyway.
I can't tell you how many times I get to the either the last or the second to last human just dies on me after I've saved all of them. I'm just like, yeah. God damn it! Because you get this huge
bonus. I let you down, man.
You get this giant bonus when you save all of them.
Yeah. I don't think I've gotten all of them yet. I've gotten really close.
I've done it once.
There's been a couple times where I've missed a Keeper's Detected announcement, and then I go back over there, and there's just one dead in the box. I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Poor guy.
Everything's just so fucking loud.
Yeah. Yeah, for real.
It's especially hard to hear when everyone in the room is screaming.
I'm really impressed with the speaker on the controller. Just the controller
all
around.
Yeah, that surprised me.
Yeah, that freaked us out.
That surprised me when it went off. I was like, what?
Save humans. It's all loud.
Oh, God. Yeah, it was fun. Friday night was fun.
Yeah, well, I didn't get to play much Friday because I went and picked. All right, I came home, and I had to make a stop on the way because I wanted to get a second controller. So I made a stop at Best Buy, but I also had to go to FedEx for work. I had to go drop something off. Took me way out of the way, and I sat in traffic for fucking ever trying to get to Best Buy because it was the worst way to go. I went and did all that and came home, got it set up, got the update downloading, and got that. And then I tried to sign into the PSN, and it just sat there spinning forever. And then I had to go take care of some stuff, and I came back home, and it was still spinning. It's like, Jesus. So I ended up just, like, turning it off and turning it back on, and it kind of loaded up correctly. But I didn't really get to – I think I played a little bit of – I downloaded Rezogun, and I played a little bit of that, and then I didn't really play much of it again until Sunday afternoon. When I played Knack, and then I was like, oh, this isn't very good.
I was like, oh, man.
Yeah, I guess I'll talk about that for a second. Knack is not fun. It's like, okay, I was telling these guys earlier, but I'll repeat it here. It's basically you keep walking into these areas, and there will be like two, sometimes three enemies, and they'll... Usually, at least one of them has a ranged attack, and you can't really, like, you have one, but you have to use those. Did you see the Sunstones, Javi?
Yeah.
I guess you kind of use those a little bit, yeah. You have to use, like, the only ranged attack you have is, like, one of the special attacks with those, but you find those, like, you get so little juice from those that you usually don't have a special attack ready to go. Now, one method I did find is if you just keep dying and you go back through, like, it keeps your sunstone meter, like, at the same place when you die and when you respawn. So if you passed any sunstones between the checkpoint and where you died, when you come back, they'll have regenerated and your power stays at the same spot. So, like, you can just, every time you die, you can build it back up. Like, I've done that a few times. Like, you just keep dying until you get enough to launch a special attack when you get to the part you keep dying at. So that's always a super fun way to play a game. So they've got these ranged attacks, and you just come into a room, and you just kind of weave back and forth a little bit until you get close enough to punch one of them. And sometimes it just misses, which is also super fun. The hit detection isn't the greatest. It just sometimes it feels kind of cheap with the way the enemies aim and hit you. Then they introduce this like slick rock, and it's not you're not in ice, you're not in an ice cave, it's not cold. It's just a slippery rock. I don't really understand it. Like you even walk up to it, the professor's like, "Careful there, Knack. This rock is very slippery." Oh, cool. And then
thanks, bro.
So as far as I can tell, the main point of this mechanic is to ensure that you take damage. Because you can't move anywhere. So you come into a room and you got two enemies with bow and arrows sitting back there that see you. And you can get out of the way of none of them. And you have a dodge move with the right thumbstick. You can dodge in different directions. But not on the slippery rock. You just... looks like you're dodging, but you don't go anywhere. So that's the best. It is awesome. Yeah, Knack, not very good. It's been just kind of boring and, like I said, not very fun and lots of just stupid shit in it that it looks really pretty. But yeah. That's about it. That's about the only praise I can get. Oh, have you used the jump attack yet? Like where you jump up in the air and like hit the attack and you'll like come down on them and hit them?
Where you turn to a ball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when you get to the bow and arrow guys, you do that and it kind of knocks them back and stuns them. But they have another arrow reloaded and ready to shoot before Knack has reset to do anything. Like he's like hits them and then he's like he gets back up and gets ready to go again. And in that time, the enemy has already recovered from stumbling, pulled out another arrow, and is shooting at you again. So that's cool too.
yeah, I don't know. I mean, I finished the tutorial level, got out to that first dirt and grass field or whatever.
Right.
And then I called it a night because, I was like, oh, well, that seemed fun. It was kind of tough, but, I'm looking forward to, like, a challenge and diving in. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm hoping that the game was built in such a way where, like, you can learn how to deal with each enemy, and like it's very formulaic. I see it as, or I'm approaching it as kind of a NES game that's like brutally hard, and unless you know how, you know what right. I mean. So
well, it's brutally boring. So get ready for that part. I don't know. Maybe you'll like it more than I did, but man, I'm not digging it. I'm gonna keep going, see if it gets better. The only time it got kind of fun is when at a point where Nat gets really big, and you're just ripping through enemies, right? And it's finally like when you get hit, it's not devastating, because like when you're smaller, you get hit once and it almost kills you.
Yeah, no, it was two hits and you're dead.
Yeah. And so when you get bigger it doesn't happen that much, and you can start ripping through enemies, and like some of the cheap stuff doesn't feel as cheap because it doesn't kill you right away, but you're big for a couple of minutes, and then it resets again. Like something happened. Oh, you got to get through this little hole, Knack, and so you ditch all your artifacts and walk through. And
artifacts.
I watched the rundown last night.
Leaving them under artifacts.
It's on Netflix. Or wait, no, it's on. Is it on Netflix? Yeah, it is on. Yeah.
Wait, what?
Either it's on Netflix or it's on Amazon Instant Streaming.
It's on something that I can access to.
The rundown. It's great.
Leaving them of his artifacts.
The rundown. Rundown is, like, amazing. It is on Netflix. Oh, my God. Get in my list.
The Rock.
The Rock.
Oh, okay. That one.
Sean William
gotcha.
Scott.
And oh, okay.
And the Artifact.
Rosario gotcha. Dawson.
Who cares?
It's got the Dawson.
Son of a bitch stole my gato.
God damn. It's like, oh, man. That movie. It's so good. It's so fucking good. I watched Thor again, and it was way better than Thor 2.
I thought so, too.
Was Thor 2 at least good?
No.
No?
No.
It's kind of stupid, but Rachel liked some it. Funny things.
You know, I saw the trailer for it, and I kept thinking the whole time, I was like, man, it feels like I'm getting elbowed in the ribs, and they were like, hey, remember Avengers?
Well,
that was for New York. God, fuck you, Natalie.
She's really
Portman.
Bad. Like, I
exactly.
She's bad in, now how bad Natalie Portman is.
Is just like in everything except Black Swan.
I feel like Captain America's gonna do the same thing and be like,
I don't think
keep
so.
Referencing Avengers.
Captain America
hey,
looks
Avengers
looks good.
Does it? I didn't see a trailer for it.
Really? It looks awesome.
Oh man, that trailer's good.
Because yeah. I see Captain America. I liked the first half of the first movie, but I hated the second half. I hope it's...
You like Steve Rogers' bobblehead?
I like Steve Rogers when he's just, like, in New York or at the training camp. When he was at the military base, I was just like,
What about the sweet-ass montage of him destroying, like, 8 camps? And jumping off of giant CG tanks with explosions.
See, once he went to Nazi Germany, it just went downhill.
I don't
it's a movie from
that.
The 50s.
Nothing looked real in that. It looked like a big, stupid video game.
It looked like a cartoon! I love cartoon movies!
Remember World War II? Remember that big cartoon?
That big cartoon that was the Nazis?
Hydra. Like that struck me as like the director had that Joel Schumacher sensibility where he's like, comic books are stupid cartoons for kids. Comic books are bright and dumb.
Yeah, wasn't that the same movie? Yeah, they swapped out the swastika for the Hydra logo.
Yep.
Which was really? It's really? Like
the guy never saw The Dark Knight, never saw, you know, any modern superhero movie. He never saw X-Men. He was just like, nah, Joel Schumacher had it right. This is the equivalent of like the campy ass Batman with Adam West. Yeah.
I was kind of baffled by that. I was like, Red Skull was a Nazi though.
Yep, for a sec.
Let's gloss over it. Let's
Anyways, the second one looks awesome. Go watch the trailer. It looks good.
Yay.
Yeah, Thor 2 though, don't see it.
Thor 2 is okay. It's okay.
Mm.
Gabe is really, really... He acts like it's, like, killed his mom or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude, my head was in my hands for the majority of that movie.
Watch the half in the bag for it, Gabe. They liked it a lot more than Thor 1. And I'm like, what? and Mike recommended it. Figure that out.
Really? Huh.
Yeah. It's fine. Oh. It's not atrocious. It's just not great. It's a 7, maybe a 6, 5.
That's
6, 5.
That's cool.
Yeah.
The Dark Elves look awesome. I love their masks.
I love. Yeah. You know who that is playing the lead Dark Elf?
Yeah, it's Doctor Who.
I was gonna say Destro.
Yeah, Destro and the guy that loves to make furniture out of wood and Gone in 60 Seconds.
And the crazy ass general in 28 Days Later.
Yep.
God, I love that actor.
It's like there was just so little fun parts about that movie, and Thor 1 was so fun. It was like
fun,
human-ish.
Fun. Sorry.
I felt like in Thor 2, like, it was clear that, like, they were missing that director from the first one. Because the director of the first one is known for his Shakespearean, you know, stuff. He's, like, handled that kind of material a million times. And it works in Thor 1. Like, when you're in Asgard, you just buy it. You know, it doesn't make sense because it's like, this is, like, the stupidest, silliest thing. But, I don't know. He has a way of shooting it and presenting it where you're like, all right, I'm in. But like Thor, like, Thor 2 felt like just kind of as cheesy as it would feel in anybody else's hands.
Probably the most laughable part of Thor 2 is when Odin actually laughs. The line is literally, I forget what he says. All I remember is Anthony Hopkins' like playful laugh is just, ha ha! It's like, Jesus. It's fucking terrible. But like Thor's dialogue in the first one, it's like that whole Shakespearean thing kind of makes sense. Like, I didn't know that about the director, but I don't know, they just like did a good job of that, and then I don't know, they like didn't really have any of it in Thor 2.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of fun to be had in Thor 2, and when they tried to, it just came out kind of like cringeworthy. Like, ugh. Like, that was...
There was way too much Natalie Portman.
There's a whole lot of wink wink, nudge nudge, this is funny, and you're like, nah. But as usual, I thought Loki's great. Like, he's the best part of the whole Marvel universe, man. Like, and I hate Loki in the comics. Like, I think that character's poorly designed. He looks fucking stupid. I don't sympathize with him at all. But something about how he's portrayed in the movies, like, I can't get enough of him. I think he's fucking cool. I think he's,
you know,
really cool.
If only Doctor Doom had got that treatment.
Yeah. Well, isn't Fantastic Four back tomorrow? No, they're not. Okay, no, Fox is holding on to Fantastic Four.
Yeah. So we're stuck with the Nip-Tuck. We're stuck with Nip-Tuck guy. I remember
they're rebooting it.
Yeah. But we watched watching the pilot for Nip-Tuck.
Yeah.
And every time we saw his face, don't trust him. He's Doctor
Doom.
Oh man. Seriously. Fantastic Four needs justice. Justice!
Well, that was a fun tangent, don't you think? Anyways, I thought so. The Xbox One comes out. Well, actually, let me talk about Killzone for a sec. I just beat Killzone.
It was cheesy, it was meaty, it was delicious.
Killzone is fucking beautiful, man. If you want a game to show you what next, like a hint of next gen, it's Killzone right out of the gate. Like, I think more than anything on that I've seen on Xbox One or PS4, like Killzone is the first game to kind of take that first step into next gen. But yeah, it's beautiful. It's got a lot of flaws, stupid writing. There's little. Here's the heartbreaking part. Like sometimes you see things that are poorly written and you're like, oh, what a piece of shit all around. But it's even worse when you're like, God, this is really not thought out. But then you see like little hints of brilliance, of stuff that works. And if they just followed through with that, it would have just been such an amazing experience. But yeah, that's what sucks more. And Killzone definitely does that, because there's parts in that game where you're like in the Helgen slums. It's basically like the Narrows, like in Batman. Like you're like in this. It's like a hangar bay that's underground. It's just all these freight boxes, I guess, just suspended in this dark like pit, and it's just raining and shitty, and everything's dirty, and there's all these Helgens that they're being held there because they were traitors. They tried to like, you know, do what they were told, and they tried to like get into Vetka, you know, by getting jobs and being valuable members of society. But then all of a sudden political climate changes and they were outcast from Vetka and sent back to the Helgen part of the planet, and then they were considered traitors and they were just stuck there. And so you're just walking around, it's so depressing. You're seeing like the high tension between the military there and then the civilians, and you can make decisions on whether to help them out, like giving them some of your health packs, or like intervening when you see like a Helgast soldier like beating up a guy who stole an apple or something, you know. It's just like, that was cool. That was like a little glimmer of what should be these games, you know. It was so fucking cool. And luckily, like, you spent a good hour and a half or so in that area. But yeah.
Sup, Dogen?
The rest of the game is just like so fucking stupid. Gets really bad. Anyways, I'll be right back. You guys talk about Xbox One. Comes out next week.
What the hell? Is the dog gonna kill somebody?
Dogen's about to fuck shit up. Xbox One. This Friday.
This Friday. I will be getting one. I'm still debating on what games I'm gonna get. I think I'm gonna get Battlefield 4 right away. And I guess now that reviews are starting to show up, I guess I'm going to get Dead Rising 3. Or, right? Is it 3? Yeah, this is 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to get that. Check it out. I was going to buy Loco Cycle, but now I'm not so sure. It's not looking good for old Loco Cycle out there.
Just buy it. Just buy a copy of Torque.
What?
Torque, the movie Loco Cycle's based off of. No. Movie's awesome, okay?
I agree with Gabe, actually. That's the one of Ice Cube, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's so bad, it's good.
What are you talking about?
Torque.
Torque, oh, that God. Movie of Ice Cube.
Totally. What? Hey, is Forza's a launch title, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know if I'm gonna... I'm not big on racing games.
It's the... Really? It's Forza's gotta be awesome. Like the best game at launch. So you have to get it.
I don't have to.
True.
I'm probably going to get Dead Rising. You missed that. I'm probably going to get Dead Rising. I'm definitely going to get Battlefield.
Off
the bat. Yeah, I found out my buddy was going to give me his downloadable copy of Battlefield 4. And then you have to have the PS3 disc in the system to play the downloaded.
Does he PS4 not live version. In Texas?
Well, you have to have it at all times.
What do you mean?
In there.
Yeah, you have to have it in the machine to play it.
Oh, well, that's weird.
Yeah, you have to have the PS3 disc in your machine to play the downloaded Battlefield 4 for PS4.
That's so weird.
Yeah, like that's their DRM, I guess, to make sure that you did buy it and that people aren't selling off their codes or something. I don't know.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So, yeah, I can't... I can't take his copy. And it sucks, too, because I think there's, like, a pretty quick expiration date on that deal. And he said, he's like, I'm not getting a PS4 anytime soon. So that's just going to go to waste. And, like, I doubt I could find a cheap copy of Battlefield
Black 4, Friday, baby. Like,
for PS3. Maybe. I don't know. Doesn't matter. I mean, if I bought it on PS4, it'd be to, like, I guess play with Harris. I don't know.
Why would you do that?
You could play Blacklight.
Yeah, I downloaded Blacklight. I might get Killzone.
If you want a little taste of next gen, get yourself some KZ. No, I'm saying.
No.
I wasn't joking about that whole slums part of Helghast. Or the Helgen. It's fucking sweet.
Yeah.
It was definitely the highlight of the game for me. It's awesome. Right.
But, yeah, so the one. Yeah, I think Battlefield definitely, and then, like I said, Dead Rising 3 probably. And then from there, I don't know. We'll see. I'll look around, see what I can find.
Ryan, you should get Ghosts on PC.
No, probably not.
I need someone to play with on the co-op.
I'm probably not going to play Call of Duty ever. So. Yeah, so I don't really know. I guess this week it's a little early in the week, so like reviews are starting to roll out for the one releases, but so far the only ones I've seen are Dead Rising, Loco Cycle, and is that it? Has something else been reviewed yet?
Killer Instinct?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Killer Instinct. Oh, I am going to get Swap Force, Skylander Swap Force on the one.
For the one?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I bought it for the 360 and then returned it the next day because I completely forgot. I was like, oh, yeah, shit's coming out on the one. Like,
oh, damn.
Wait. I did continue buying figures, though. I did keep buying Swap Force figures. I just didn't buy the game yet.
Jesus,
do all your old toys work on it?
Some of them. I think all of the... I think the ones that won't work are the first generation ones. But I think the ones from Giants will work. At least some of them. Because I know that also it kind of works both ways too. Like even some of the Swap Force characters, if that character existed in Giants, it'll go backwards. So you can get like the level 3 or the... third edition of a character and use it on Giants, but it won't work on the original game. And I know that, like, actually all the characters might work on this new one, but the thing is, like, if it's anything like Giants, the characters capped out at level 10 in the first game, and unless you bought the second version of the same character, it stays capped at 10 in Giants. Like, you can't progress beyond that, which was kind of dumb, but whatever. They want you to buy the new one. I guess that's their... That's
their prerogative,
model.
Yo.
Yeah. So, yeah, but I guess, I don't know. I haven't really checked it out yet, obviously, so. I know it has a new Portal, because they had to make a new one for the...
Wait, Portal 3's out?
Yes, Portal 3, confirmed.
Xbox One exclusive.
Yeah, I was listening to Polygon's podcast today. And they were talking. I guess they recorded it Thursday before the PlayStation 4 came out. And they were like, "It comes with the Last Guardian pre-installed. That's the big news." But is anyone else getting the one?
Maybe one day.
Nope.
One day. I mean, I just.
I mean, we'll have one eventually.
Right. Yeah, I mean, launch lineups...
I don't think I get a discount on it, which sucks. So, fuck that, then.
Gabe works at Microsoft.
I work...
Don't they just give
you
one?
I work around Microsoft. I work at Microsoft, but not for Microsoft.
Oh, I see.
I work for me. And some other people, but...
Gabe, you work for yourself on the corner. Get it?
Gabe's a whore?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Cool. I don't know.
For more
Dinero. What else to say about the one? I mean,
I mean, I want the Sunset Boulevard, whatever the fuck that game's called. Is that it?
Sunset Overdrive
Boulevard. That Insomniac game.
Sunset Boulevard.
Just want to see that. All I want for Christmas is Sunset Overdrive Boulevard.
You guys remember Fuse? You remember Fuse? Me neither.
Does anybody else find it weird that, like, all this DLC for last-gen games are still, like, coming out? And still, like, a ways out in some cases. And then we have the new consoles out.
Already. I mean, same shit happened last-gen. Like, God of War 3 came out on fucking PS2 about 5 months after PS3 came out.
You mean what God of War 2?
Yeah. Numbers.
That is true. That's true.
Yeah, and I think
I just really wish that The Last of Us played on my PS4. That's all.
I think you're gonna see. I think it's gonna be, you know, more overlap this generation because that other one was so long. Like, there's still just a lot of momentum that's just gonna kind of die out steadily.
Well, it's not even momentum. It's just the install base is just enormous.
Yeah,
probably bigger than any install base has ever been. So. Yep. Why would you ever abandon that? It's probably going to be really hard to get developers to start developing on the new platforms.
I don't know about hard.
On new platforms? Well, like, well, I don't know. It's like, they're really fucking easy
to... You know what,
maybe not hard? And the PS4 sold a million fucking copies in 24 hours.
You know what I thought was funny is that I saw an article that they were projecting 3 million units by the end of the year. You know what put out... I think I know where that number came from, was that the Wii U sold 3 million units between November and the start of the year, so they have to be figuring...
That is the lowest
like,
of
that
the
That is the bare minimum. We will sell at least 3 million between...
Well, they're already over a third of the way there.
Yeah, exactly. In 24 hours, they were over a third of the way there. So if you make that projection, I'd say if you base your projections off how the Wii U did, you've probably made a pretty safe bet. And you're gonna beat it. But yeah, I think they'll be fine.
And I think about it, there's not a lot Microsoft has shown coming later that I'm interested in other than whatever the fuck that game's called. That I'm pretty sure at this point everyone knows what I'm talking about. Just
the one with the word sunset in it.
The one with the colors.
There's no color in that. Sunset is not a color.
I hate.
Overdrive is not a color.
Yeah.
You know the one.
Yeah.
You know of what I speak. That's what I want. I'll just come over and play Rachel's one and be like, yo, I'm gonna be here for like 18 hours playing this game. Okay. See ya. That's not gonna happen. Unless it does. It's not gonna happen.
Your logic sucks here, Gabe.
Dude, my logic is logical. At best.
Shut the fuck up, Spock.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I mean, that's unfortunately, like, all I really have to say about the one. I want that one game.
I'm gonna play it.
Ryan's gonna use all his fucking money and buy things with it.
All
the things.
I'm playing other things this weekend.
Such as?
World of Warcraft.
I'm not proud of this.
World of Warcraft.
Oh, God.
You can stop asking me to try to get into World of Warcraft, Dylan, because it's not going to happen. No,
it's
going to
happen.
Gabe, you
should
play World
of Warcraft.
It is.
I'll play it for one night.
The first, like, 20 levels are.
So?
You think you're going to get past level 20 in one night?
Maybe.
At this point... Point maybe they probably make it so the first 20 levels you get through in 15 minutes.
No.
I played vanilla WoW and got to 27.
27.
That was Burning Crusade, but the
yeah.
The experience gain was the same. It was Burning Crusade because you were a night elf. I mean, blood elf.
You guys remember, like, back in 2011 when that remake of Final Fantasy X was announced?
No.
It comes out December.
Out in March.
What? I guess it got delayed? It was originally, I thought, December.
They fucking lied.
Assholes.
Liars.
Remember that tech demo showing what Final Fantasy VII would look like on PS3?
And then everyone wanted it after that, and Square's just like, fuckers, enjoy lightning.
We made that business before you get that stupid game.
We made that video to troll.
Have four games of lightning.
Goddamn. Goddamn.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever seen people try to fail as hard as Square Enix tries.
They really go out of their way to really just not do anything of note.
Ugh.
Yeah. All right. So
we got the one because I didn't ask for them until way late. So sorry about that. Quest Box One. Well, shit. I lost it. It's from Secret Tunnel. Can tell you that much. Name drop.
Oh, this one. Below looks cool. Halo 5 will look cool. What's
below?
3D world. I don't know.
Beyond. Two Souls.
Nope. Below looks cool. Halo 5 will look cool. I don't know what Halo that is. Is Below a game?
Is that a that like dragon game that was shown?
No, that one got shitty reviews today. I forgot that's another one that got reviews today.
Oh, Below is an indie game.
Oh. Fuck indie.
I'm sure Halo 5 will be.
It looks like Journey. Kind of.
Oh, so it's not even going to be a game.
No, it doesn't look like Journey. Here, I'll show you.
Let me show
you. I've seen this game before.
Let's see.
Getting the inside scoop right now on Below. What? This is...
It's got the crazy, like, little hooded dude, and it's...
This is like
no. It does kind. It does kind of look that? Like it kind of looks like Transistor,
kind which of. Looks cool.
Which does look cool.
So it's gonna be good.
So you know, Below, thumbs up because I like things.
I could get
and, okay,
under that.
And then y'all psych for 3D World? Nope.
I want to play it.
So fucking stoked!
Can't wait!
I would like to play. You would like to play.
I bet you would.
Exactly.
I don't get it.
And what is Jushin responding to? Are you excited for the one? Depends on
Titanfall bundle.
Oh, you mean that $250 bundle I already pre-ordered?
What is it?
Fuck yeah!
Well, you did just spend $460 to play Mac.
Wait, so what's the Titanfall bundle?
Wow.
And Rezogun. No. I guess it wasn't a bundle, but I bought the special edition with the little diorama, like from a giant mech and a soldier.
Oh,
wow.
Damn you, Ryan. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. $250.
Yeah.
This game could suck.
It didn't come out till like May.
Ryan, I would criticize
Shit,
you, but
it's an
I'm 18 playing,
inch
wow.
statue.
Yeah.
Wow. That's huge.
Yeah, anytime Dylan says anything negative about anybody, he's like, you're playing WoW. Aw. Argument over. You're playing WoW.
Oh, well, congratulations,
but,
Ryan.
I guess that's all the questions. I don't know, whatever.
Oh, God.
Cool. I have till May to decide if I actually want to get it.
Okay, so listeners who've been with us for, I don't know, a while, I guess, will know this. And Javi just linked a collage of fucking pictures of Paul Giamatti as the Rhino. in the next Spider-Man movie.
Again.
Oh, God, he's not stopping.
Why would he?
Jamie Foxx with the comb over. Look at all those pencils in his pocket. That's efficient.
What could go wrong? This movie is just going to be awesome.
You and me can rule this drafting table, Spider-Man!
He's in like a fucking tracksuit. He is in a tracksuit. It's not like a tracksuit.
He is. It's not like in one. Man.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Paul awesome. Giamatti's
man,
the best.
This means that it is time to end this podcast right now.
Let's just scoot on by.
So, if you guys would like to see anything else, our old podcast mostly, just go to GameOverNation.com. Go check us out on Facebook. That's where you can leave us questions and find out when the podcast is going up, when it's up, when we're recording. That's at Facebook.com/.
Or you can come by and say, like, hi once in a while. That'd be cool, too. I'm lonely.
Yeah, come over. Just come on over to the house. Ratchet, he'll bark at you, but he's friendly, mostly. I guess if you know, if YouTube's your thing, youtube.com/GameZeroVerNation. And you can also hit us up on Twitter. You can get a lot of good information there as well at GameOverNation. So that's it.
Paul Giamatti, man.
That is it, Ryan.
Just.
What now what? No.
Just Paul Giamatti, man.
No. For all the latest Paul Giamatti pictures.
Go to Google.
/ Paul Giamatti.
Alright, wow. Until next week.
Oh shit, we never let Lori in. Hey, okay, episode 108.
That's okay.
That's the end of the show. We'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.
Bye.